Sex offender, 26, gets juvenile sentence thanks to Soros-backed DA George Gascon. By Joel B. Polak on February 1, 2022. 26-year-old convicted sex offender Hannah Tubbs will serve 2 years in a juvenile facility and will not have to register as a sex offender. Thanks to George Soros-backed LA District Attorney George Gascon's decision not to prosecute in adult court. Tubbs, a transgender female, admitted choking and sexually assaulting a 10-year-old in a bathroom stall at a restaurant in 2014. A crime that shocked LA at the time and was not solved until DNA evidence turned up in Tubbs's later criminal trials. The transgender male-to-female Tubbs was linked to the crime in 2019. As Breitbart News reported last month, Gascon triggered outrage by prosecuting Tubbs as a juvenile because the crime occurred just before Tubbs's 18th birthday. Gascon explained that he was honoring a campaign promise not to prosecute juveniles as adults. He won in 2020 with the aid of millions of dollars from Soros and endorsements from Democrats up and down the state, including LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, who switched his loyalty from incumbent DA Jackie Lacey, the first black woman to serve in the DA position. Prosecutors assigned to the case nevertheless argued in juvenile court that the judge should transfer Tubbs to an adult jail. Many rank-and-file prosecutors oppose Gascon's policies and have sued him over some of his radical reform policies. The judge decided to sentence Tubbs to a juvenile facility. Moreover, because the case was in juvenile court, Tubbs will not be required to register as a sex offender, according to local ABC News affiliate KBC. KBC further reported that Gascon admitted that Tubbs likely will not face punishment proportionate to the victim's trauma, but would not change his mind. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.